Ayon sa mga dalubhasa sa usapin ng kalusugan, nakakadismaya ang nasabing resulta ng pag-aaral, ngunit hindi nakakagulat.
It sort of really confirms what many of us already know, which is to say that people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds simply may be unaware of services or simply may be trying to access services that are just not culturally appropriate. And I think in either of those cases, it's very disappointing.
Sinabi ng Mental Health Australia Chief Executive Frank Quinlan, iba't ibang urit anyo ang mga hamong hinaharap.
It's not surprising that people without that English-speaking background may simply not be aware of the services that are available. But then last, for those who do get through the door or get to the door, then I think the concern that those services might not be culturally sensitive, might not have appropriate translation services in place, may well be barriers to people having any sort of ongoing connection with those services. So I think it's fair to say that these the barriers are at a number of levels and really have to be addressed at a number of levels if they're going to be overcome.
Sa pinakahuling resulta mula Australian Bureau of Statistics, kanilang ginuhit at inisa-isa ang mga gumagamit ng mga subsidized mental health services sa mga pinagmulang lahit kultura. Nakitang higit sa 6% lamang ng populasyon ng mga migrante ang humihingi ng tulong para sa mental illness noong taong 2011. Mas mababa sa mga isinilang sa Australia at nagsasalita ng wikang Ingles sa kani-kanilang mga tahanan. Ayon kay Michelle Ducat ng Bureau of Statistics, malaki ang pagkakaiba.
People that were born overseas who spoke a language other than English at home, these people were actually much less likely to use a mental health services, particularly between the ages of 15 to 54. So the rate of use for that particular group of people is around 6%, whereas if you compare that to the rate for people who speak English at home, whether or not they were born overseas, the rate of mental health service use is 10%. So there's quite a significant difference.
Napag-alaman ang nasabing resulta matapos ang naging matinding pagbatikos ng mental health advocate at dating Australian of the Year Patrick McGorry sa dalawang malalaking partido sa National Press Club. Nanawagan si Professor McGorry para sa pagbuo ng mental health minister upang harapin ang sinasabi niyang kabiguan na mailagay sa agenda ang usapin ng mental health.
I've been reflecting a lot about this. I think we need our own mental health minister. I mentioned Christopher Pyne, he was a mental health minister, did a good job. We had Mark Butler, who also did a very good job under Julia Gillard. Things progressed in that situation. When you have a health minister that worried about Medicare freezes and hip surgery and God knows what else, mental health gets put on the back burner.
Hinikayat din niya ang pamahalang ibalik ang mental health sa ilalim ng pangasiwa ng punong ministro.
It also needs to be under the Prime Minister's direct vision, whoever the Prime Minister ends up being. And the National Mental Health Commission, which was originally was set up in relation to Prime Minister and Cabinet, not health, needs to go back there. It was put back into health and it's a whole of government issue, mental health, not just health.
Si Frank Quinlan ay nanunungkulang pinuno ng Mental Health Australia. Siya di nagtatrabaho sa mental health sa Multicultural Australia. Ito ay isang programang nakakatanggap ng pondo mula pamahalang federal at naghahatid ng suporta sa mga tao mula iba't ibang lahit kultura. Ngunit pansamantala lamang ang pondo para sa nasabing programa. Kailangan anyang masiguro ang pondo para rito.
Putting programs like those onto a much surer footing goes some way towards developing the sorts of resources that we will need into the future if we're to really address the mental health of culturally and linguistically diverse groups.